Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness is here, a recovering politician. Last conversation, you will recall, Thaddeus recommended that the Republican Party, with Donald Trump, the nominee, Senator Vance, the vice presidential nominee, be cautious about overconfidence. It's a week later. We've had tumult in the adversary party, the Democrats. The Republicans have been, generally speaking, quiet for Republicans. I believe Mr. Trump has said a few things, but nothing out of the ordinary. That is, are they responding to your request not to be overconfident? How do you see it? Good evening.
Good evening to you, John. Well, I wrote the article last week urging them not to become overconfident as the Republican tide was starting for the first time in quite some time to ascend. But then what you start to want to guard against is pessimism. And a lot of the pessimism that could happen to the Republican campaign will be brought upon themselves. And I say that as someone who's had some experience in the ups and downs of campaigns. They cannot make the mistake of assuming that nothing will go right for the Democrats. You see a lot of Republicans and MAGA supporters saying that the Democrats will still potentially jettison Kamala Harris. They're saying that there'll be infighting over the vice president. They're saying that there will be riots and everything else potentially outside the Chicago Convention a la 1968. And my argument to that is it is far better to assume that the Democrats, being the party that is far more political because they believe politics is life, will actually execute the maneuvers that they need to try to win in November. And by that, I mean, I think we can assume, obviously, they thought that Joe Biden was not going to win, and they managed to orchestrate his removal from the presidential campaign and replace him with Kamala Harris. I think that you'll see the Democrats actually nominate a credible vice presidential running mate from a swing state. I think you will have far less protests and far less dissension outside the convention and inside the convention by the delegates for one very, very simple reason that the Republicans cannot overlook. The Democratic unity is not based upon the strength of Kamala Harris as a candidate. It is based upon their fear that Donald Trump will win re-election. So fear of Trump drives everything the Democrats do, and no one wants to run the risk of looking like the person who is responsible for dividing the Democratic Party at this point in time and causing Donald Trump to win. Everyone from the presumed nominee on down to the grassroots does not want to do anything but unite to try to defeat Donald Trump. And I think that if Republicans can remember that, we will not become overconfident. We will also not be overly pessimistic because it will be expected. We know what we're dealing with, and the campaign can run on an even keel. I do think Republicans, on their part, have some reason for a little swagger in their step because they're feeling that the campaign is being better run than it was 4 years ago, maybe even 8 years ago. You're starting to see grassroots activism. You're starting to see organizations like Ned Ryan's, American Majority, and others that are actually engaging at the grassroots level to make sure that we are competing with the Democrats on the ground game to get out our Republican votes and the MAGA votes that we might not have gotten out in the past. So we are going to continue to see the Republicans engage on this, and I think that that will breed the necessary level of not overconfidence, not underconfidence, but the right amount of confidence to engage and potentially win in November. Certainly they're doing everything they can at this point in time to do so.
Final concern about the Republicans. There's this splinter group. It used to be called Never Trumpers. I don't know what they call themselves now. Are they a factor this year?
I think every single vote is a factor this year. And for anyone inclined to vote for Donald Trump or anyone inclined to vote for Kamala Harris, you have to ask yourself a very simple question. You know that Donald Trump can only serve 4 more years. But if you vote for Kamala Harris, you're guaranteeing at least 4 more years, potentially 8 more years of the disastrous policies, domestic and foreign, that have racked this country and racked the citizenry over the entire Biden administration. Kamala Harris is not Joe Biden. She's a slightly better candidate, but make no mistake, she's the next best thing in that administration because she's number two, and she is responsible for casting deciding votes in the Senate, and she is also responsible for much of what this administration has done, and she certainly hasn't objected to it. So the Republicans clearly have a record they can run against. They have a record of accomplishment that they can run on, and as long as they continue to stick to policies, I think the Republicans will be in very good shape come November.
And Michigan, can you tell at this point, has Harris made a difference in Michigan?
I think Harris makes a marginal difference everywhere because she's not Joe Biden, but it does not seem to be dispositive because you see Donald Trump is competitive in Michigan, he's competitive in Wisconsin, he's competitive in Pennsylvania, he's competitive in Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, all the swing states, even Nevada, he's very competitive. So it's going to be a barn burner of an election. And as long as, again, the Republicans focus on the policies, I think they have a very good chance of taking back the White House, gaining a majority in the Senate, and keeping the majority in the House.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, recovering politician, Michigan. I'm John Batchelor.